Welcome back, friends. Thank you so much for joining me today for another episode of Living Beyond Limits. I'm your host, Marcy Langlois. I don't know about you, but if I'm not super careful, I can end up stuck in all the negativity around me. I can become hyper-focused on all of the things that aren't going well, like the wars around the globe, the economic conditions in our country, the lack of services for unhoused people. And honestly, right, as we all know, that list can go on and on and on. Do you find it hard to keep going when life feels completely overwhelming? If I get stuck in that negativity, then the next thing you know, I feel completely overwhelmed because I feel absolutely powerless to make any sort of immediate impact. Maybe you're in a difficult season where potentially you have parents that are aging, or you're dealing with a partner in active addiction and the path forward seems dim. I hear this all the time from people that life feels a bit scary and overwhelming with so many unknowns. I got you though. I've felt overwhelmed and consumed by the negativity of chronic illness and the things in life that I can't control. The good news is I found a simple practice that's changed the way I view life. It's been the primary tool I've used to heal my body, and I genuinely love my life today, even though there's still all those unfortunate circumstances that still exist. Gratitude is the antidote to feeling overwhelmed and consumed by negativity. Who knew that one simple practice could literally change every area of my life? Today, we're going to take a deep dive into looking at why it's important to practice gratitude and how to implement a gratitude practice that actually yields you results in your life. When I started out, I didn't realize it, but there are specific steps that are necessary to take in order to make gratitude effective. It is hands down one of the top five things that I have used to completely overhaul my life and entire way of being. Gratitude is simply expressing your appreciation for something. Taking some time and identifying what it is that you're thankful for and then acknowledging it. Maybe it's as simple as a hot shower by recognizing that not everyone has that luxury. I decided that I needed to make a commitment to start implementing a way to express my appreciation for the life that I do have. It changed me as a human being. I mean, literally, when I started to really look at how amazing my life was. Not the bank account balance, the size of my house, or things, but the small moments in my life that make me feel love, connection, and purpose. This practice has become one of the most significant staples in my life, and I use a daily writing exercise to keep it going. I was one of those people that definitely underestimated the power of practicing feeling grateful and how that could change my life. I know how easy it is to get caught up in all the ways that life seems to be not working out for me. Everything can feel like a slog and even hopeless. But here's what I do know, that every single time I'm in this place where it feels dark and alone, that if I can shift my concentration from all that seems to be wrong into what I actually do have, then my mood lightens and things automatically just take on this positive tone of feeling hopeful. I'm not implying at all for 1 minute that we should use toxic positivity here, but what I am suggesting is that there's always something to be grateful for, no matter how hard things feel. It isn't intended to be used as a method to avoid what we feel, but rather to just keep perspective on the situation, that things will shift, and whatever might feel overwhelming in this moment is temporary. Not only can gratitude shift our perspective and our thoughts, but it will improve your health. When my nervous system was completely fragmented, I was experiencing incredible neurological issues. I had tremors in my brain and all the way to my toes. It was awful. But here's what I discovered laying in bed for 40 days, that the more I focused on the symptoms that I didn't want, right? Like focus on the tremors in my brain, the worse they got, literally. And who would have ever thought that by simply shifting my focus to gratitude, that my wife was here with me, that I actually had a comfy bed to lay in while I was this sick, and that my dogs were right next to me, that would settle the tremors down. They literally would decrease in intensity by 50% or more, simply by focusing on what I was grateful for. I now know that you literally can transform your health by committing to being grateful, because I did it, so that means you can too. Not only can you transform your health, but you can elevate your mood. If you don't get tripped up by the news or social media, then maybe for you, it's sadness about your life not looking the way that you had intended. Whatever it is that may have you feeling down, it's okay. But staying stuck in your sadness or anger about the world isn't ideal, right? We all know that when we need to show up for our family or work or even ourselves, staying stuck isn't an option, right? Sometimes we have to work on elevating our emotions, and finding gratitude can absolutely shift your mood from the doldrums. Becoming mindful of what you do have and how lucky you truly are can help to alleviate the feelings of negativity. If your mood is elevated, then it for sure will improve the quality of your life. Isn't that what we're all looking for? We all want to live our best lives, right? Our life is based on how we feel and what we think about our experiences, and then ultimately how we decide to move through it all. Coming from a place of feeling and being grateful for what you have, the people that you love, and finding the good in each situation only promotes a stronger sense of well-being. We get to choose how we want to live our lives every single day. And I don't know about you, but I would much rather feel joyful, grateful, and positive than the alternative. If you can get the mind, body, mood, and perspective all on board, then you'll find that you will bring more of the things that you want into your life. It just happens that way. Where we focus our attention is where the energy flows. The longer we stay focused on what's wrong, the more of that, what we don't want, is what we will get. If we can focus on what's going our way and feel supportive to us, the more that will become our reality. We literally get into a place where everything just starts flowing. And that's because all cylinders are firing on the same level. Isn't this so exciting? You can literally change your entire life and way of being, regardless of what your circumstances are, by implementing a daily practice to express how grateful you are for what you do have. And today, I don't wait for an excuse to find something to be grateful for. Rather, it's a daily practice that I use to keep my vibration high, my health in good standing, and an overall contributor to my way of life. It is hands down one of the top five things that I've used to completely overhaul my life and my way of being. It seems almost too good to be true. I thought that for a very long time, and guess what? I missed out in a very big way. So here it is. This is my morning gratitude practice. 1, collect a list each day of at least 5 things that you're grateful for. Sit down every day and write out what it is that you're grateful for. You can even do it on your phone with voice memos or notes, but jot it down in some way so that you can revisit it. It's fun to look back at what things you've been grateful for in the past and reminds you that if you're having a difficult time, that things do shift, right? You can just look at your notes in the following days and you can see things shifted. 2, pick a new thing daily. When you think about things that you're grateful for, try not to repeat things from day to day. This forces you to really think about all aspects of your life and your experiences to dig to find what you can be grateful for. I see it as a challenge personally. I have a friend that makes a gratitude list, and she will find herself grateful for the folks that pick the berries that she's eating. But if you really think about that, right, you wouldn't have the berries that you're eating and enjoying unless someone picked those. I mean, it's really amazing. So it makes things really interesting when you start to see life this way. 3, capture why you're so grateful for it. Now that you know what you're grateful for, take the time to explain why you're grateful for it. How does it change your life? How does it make you feel? Laying out why you're grateful for something primes you for the next step. And 4, feel it. This is where the magic happens. This is the most critical step to do. If you miss this one, then you won't receive all the benefits of gratitude. This is the step that seals the deal and allows the physical changes in the body. Feel the gratitude that you have for whatever you have identified. Literally, feel how it changes your life, the joy it brings, the ease that you have, or the hope that it provides. Whatever it is that you've written down, feel all of it. Friends, this is one of my most favorite topics to discuss because it's been so powerful in my life. I hope that providing you with a clear outline on some of the largest benefits of implementing a gratitude practice and then a step-by-step how-to will motivate you to start your own today. What I'm most excited about is to hear what changes happened for you in your life because you did this. Please reach out to me on social media or on my website and let me know how your life changes by becoming intentionally grateful every single day. Thank you for joining me today. As always, if you feel like this episode was insightful or valuable in some way, please share it with your community of people. If we aren't already connected on Facebook, TikTok, or YouTube, please follow me. There's tips between shows. Have an incredible week, and I'll see you next Thursday.